Kof Zayin Kislev, third day Chanukah, 27th of December, Babi Pinchas V. Adler, donuts, bread, cake, or otherwise. Proper tachlis.
Good morning, Afrelich and Chanukah. Thank you for inviting me once again to be on the Torah Way. Torah Way is an incredible organization that brings so much Torah to Klal Yisrael. B'nishin and Zohelfin, the organizer, should be Zaycha to all the brachas and v'chol misha uzgim b'tzorich etzibah v'emuna HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishan Yitzchorom. They should be zaycha to see tremendous tzatzloch in all their endeavors and great nachas from their wonderful mishpachas. I would like to discuss this morning, as we heard from the title, a sugya which has very much become an inyon d'yoyim of Chanukah, the question of the correct bracha to be made on donuts. But first, a disclaimer. My goal with this shiur is to present the background sugya to the shaila, and although by its very nature will be suggestive of what perhaps the halacha should be, it's definitely not my intention to actually paskin the halacha. There's very many details to the sugya itself. There are many different types of donuts also, and there's different ways in which a donut might be eaten which can affect the halacha. It's not my place to paskin the shaila. Any doubt, obviously one must check with them at the The donut which I'm going to be focusing on is what I think is the regular, normal way of making a donut, the classical, standard type of donut, which is where the original batter, the dough itself, is a straightforward mixture of flour and water. And in that sense, it's very much a bread-like dough. Hence, the first shaila, the broth should be hamotzi. So where does a donut differ from bread? It's in the stage of heating, where bread, by definition, is baked in an oven. A donut is cooked, it's deep-fried, metugam Hashem, and the din of metugam Hashem is the same as mevushel. Hence the tzad, that is bracha, is purely mezonos. And then there's the middle possibility, that it should fall under the cake and biscuit category, of pasa baba kissin, whose din is, if you're eating less than a sheir kviya soda, the bracha is mezonos, and more than a sheir kviya soda, the bracha is hamoitzi. But simply speaking, our donuts definitely do not fall into that category because the original dough is made with flour and water. And even if there's a minimal amount of other ingredients like marge or sugar, if it's only minimal, it's mainly bread, mainly flour and water, that wouldn't make a difference. That is very much a bread-like dough, whereas pasa baba kissin is a sweet dough, is flour with fruit juice or flour with even shemen, flour with Devash, even Cholov, the Shulchan Aruch says, but not flour and water. So simply speaking, we would not expect our donut to be pasa baba kissin. Although, in the second half of the shiur, I do want to focus on a possibility that it should be pasa baba kissin. But in the first part of the shiur, we're assuming it's not pasa baba kissin, and the question is purely, is the bracha hamoitzi because of the fact that the dough is a bread-like dough, or is it mezonos because at the end it's cooked, not baked? Jam, so it's only filled after, our donuts are only filled after the frying, and therefore that wouldn't make it pashtus into pasa baba kissin. In order to be, for that criteria of pasa baba kissin, filled with something sweet, it would have to be filled before the baking or before the fry. So the sugi begins with the fourth Mishnah in the first parak of Chala, where the Mishnah says that sufginin are potter from Chala. What are sufginin? So the word sufganin, sofeg, sofeg, means that it's a product which is of an absorbent texture in contrast to regular bread. Sufganin are part of unchal. How are sufganin produced? So the next Mishnah Hey, says, t'chilosa sufganin v'soifa sufganin. In order to be potter, it has to both be t'chilosa sufganin v'soifa sufganin. What does that mean? So the Rabbeinu Tam says that means that the making of the dough, t'chilosa is the making of the dough, that's of a sufganin quality as opposed to a regular bread-like quality, which means that it has to be a belila raka, a thin, fluid, liquidy type of batter, as opposed to a belila ove, a regular, thick, bread-like batter. And it has to be sofa sufganin, the Mishnah says, which means that it's cooked as opposed to baked. Says the Mishnah, but chilasa, isa, the sofa sufganin, if it starts off as a thick, belila ove, a bread-like dough, even if in the end you cook it, it's chayim chala, and so too, tchilosa sufganin v'soifa isa. If it starts off as a thin batter, but and you end up baking it, will also be chayim chala. So going back to Mishnah Dalit, sufganin potter, is only if it's got both qualities of sufkanun. It's both blida raka and it's cooked. That's the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rash in Mishnah argues on the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rash is Mekel, and the Rash says, in order to have the Petor of Sufkanim, it does not actually have to be a Blila Raka. It can even be a thick, regular bread-type dough, a Blila Oveh. So what does it mean, Tchilosa Sufkanim, a Sefer Sufkanim? Tchilosa Sufkanim means that at the time of making that dough, regular bread-like, thick Blila Oveh, the Das, the intention of the one doing the gilgul, mixing the flour and the water, is that in the end I'm going to cook it. If his das at the time of making the dough is that in the end I'm going to cook it, so then that dough cannot get a chiyav challah at that stage, because his intention is to end up eating this dough in a non-bread-like way, through cooking rather than through baking. And if in the end he does cook it, then it will be potter from challah. According to the Rash, that is pshat tchilasa sufkanin v'soifka sufkanin. But tchilasa isa v'soifka sufkanin means at the time of making that dough, his plan was to eat it in a bread-like way, to have it baked rather than cooked, then it will get chiyav challah when he makes the dough, because it's tchilasa isa, it's with das to bake it. And even if he ends up cooking it, it's already had the chiyav challah, it's chayav and challah. And so too, tchilasa sufkanin v'soifka isa, even if at the time of making the dough, his plan was to eat it cooked rather than bake, and in the end, even if he did bake, but in the end, if he baked it, then it will get a chiyav challah. So going back to Mishnah Dalet, according to the Rash, when the Mishnah said, sufkanim, a potter from challah, it could be it is a belila oveh, as long as his das at the time of making the dough was to later cook it, and then he went and cooked it, it will be potter from challah, according to the Rash. And that is literally our donuts. Our donuts are subject to this machlokes of Rabbeinu Tam and the Rash. The making the dough itself is a blila oveh, it's a thick bread-like dough, but the intention at the time of mixing the flour and the water is to cook it, and we go and cook it. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it'll be chayim chala because it's a blila oveh. According to the Rash, it'll be potter because at the time of making that blila oveh, the das was to cook it, and we end up cooking it. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Chav Tes, in Yeridei and Hilchas Chala, passing aside the Rash. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, our donuts would not be chayiv in challah. The Shach on over there brings that the Maran Rottenberg, the Tor brings the Maran Rottenberg, that he was choshish for the Rabbeinu Tam. He said that our donuts, a blila over which is cooked, should be choshish for Rabbeinu Tam, we should take challah. So for the Shach, so practically Aloch Lamaisa, we should take challah from a donut batter, but without a bracha, because Mi'ikah Din Halacha is like the Rash, that is potter from challah. And that would be the halacha with regard to challah. If it's a big enough quantity of batter, of donut batter, then one should take challah, but cannot make a bracha on taking that challah. So that's l'inyan challah. What about l'inyan the bracha, the zonus or hamoitzi? So that's a machlokas in Perek Ketz Mevorchim, machlokas Rishonim in Perek Ketz Mevorchim, which the Shulchan Aruch brings this machlokas in Hilchas Brochas and Simon Kuf Samaches, Seif Yud Gimel. The first shitta in this Machlokes Rishonim, the Rabbeinu Yeruchim and the Rabbeinu Yoina, say that there's no connection between the Chiyuv Chala and the Brocha HaMoitzi and Brochas HaMozim. You can have a dough, which is a bread-like dough. It's a Blila Ove, which according to the Rabbeinu Tam, just being a Blila Ove is a Chiyuv Chala. According to the Rash, a blila oveh, which is made with the intention to later bake, has a chiyav challah. But if in the end it's cooked, so you're going to be eating it in a non-bread-like way, say the Rabbeinu Yoin and the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, the bracha will be mezoinus. It doesn't matter that there's a chiyav challah in that dough. In the end, you're eating it in a non-bread-like way. You're eating it cooked, not baked. The bracha will be mezoinus. That's the first shitta, Rabbeinu Yoin and Rabbeinu Yeruchim. The second shitta is the Rabbeinu Tam in the Rabbeinu Tam day in Ketz Mevorchim and also in Perikol Shah, and it's the second day in Shulchan Aruch, the Yesh Cholken. The Rabbeinu Tam says there can be no such thing as having a dough which is chayiv and challah and you're not making hamoitzi on it. Even if in the end you end up cooking it, but in essence this is an isas lechem. It was chayiv challah. It's a cheftz of isas lechem. There's no way you can, even though you're not eating it in a bread-like way, it's cooked in the end, not baked. But you can't eat an isas lechem without making a hamoitzi. So the first shitta is just because it's chayiv and challah does not mean that it's going to necessarily be hamoitzi. Hamoitzi is purely dependent on whether it's cooked or baked. Second shita says it makes no difference if it's cooked or baked. If it's chayim chala, then the bracha is hamoytzi. The Rama immediately comes in over there in Kuf Samaches, Sif Yud Gimel. Pashta says the Rama in brackets, it says, V'noagu lahakam. We have a machlekes we're showing over here. It's a sofik, who to passing like, V'noagu lahakam. Sofik lahakam. Which means you can have a batter which is chayim chala. We have a sofik because it's chayim chala, but it was cooked. So do we say because it was cooked, so it's brachas mezonos? Do we say because it's chayim chala? So the bracha should be amoiti, sofik lahakel, we wouldn't make amoiti, we'd make mizainus and alamichi. Points out the Mishnah Berurah immediately on that remark, that that's only if the sofik is a sofik derabbanan, then we'd be makel. But if you would have enough of this lila ove which was cooked, that you're sova, that you're fully satisfied, so we know v'chalta v'svato v'irachta, if you're full from your suda, then the Berurah Samozim is actually a deraisa, so now you've suddenly got a sofik deraisa. Because still, according to the first shita, the bracha is ala michya, because it was cooked. But according to the second shita, the bracha is now going to be is hamoitzi. According to the second bracha shita, it's hamoitzi because it's a chiyav chala. Sofik deraisa v'chumra. If you're full from eating this blila ove which was cooked, you have a sofik deraisa v'chumra. You would have to bench. You wouldn't make hamoitzi at the beginning because then it's still only a sofik derabbanan. But once you're full and you're now benching, the benching becomes a deraisa. If you're full, so it's a sofik deraisa l'chumra. Comes the Bein Hatam says that if there's a chiyuv chala, then that is proof that this is an isas lechem. It's an isas lechem because there's a chiyuv chala, it must be an isas lechem, otherwise it would be potter from chala. And you're eating an isas lechem, it doesn't matter if you're eating it cooked, as opposed
to...
So according to the Rebbeinu Tam, actually, yes. The Rebbeinu Tam does not hold of that category of... It does not turn it into Pasav HaBukisin, even if it's filled before the cooking. According to Rebbeinu Tam, it's Rashi and the Rambam hold that Mamula is Pasav HaBukisin. Rebbeinu Tam, the Shitose, does not hold... He holds it's Zichr Chayev Chala. Pasav HaBukisin is anyway Chayev Chala. But it doesn't even make it Pasav HaBukisin, yes. Because it's because of this Shitose of Rebbeinu Tam. So the Mechaba, now, once the Mechaba's brought these two shittas in Shulchan Aruch, is it mezoinus when it's cooked? But it's chayav chala, is it mezoinus, is it hamoitzi? The Rama said, nogu lahakel, sofik lahakel, and now the Mechaba comes back in, and the Mechaba says, yirei shemayim yotzi yidei shneim. Yirei shemayim yotzi yidei shneim. That yirei shemayim should be choshesh for both these shittas. First of all, you see the Mechaba himself agrees, me'ika adin. Certainly, you would only need to make a mezonos. But he does say, since there's two shittas, the Yirei Shemayim should look to be yoit, so both of them, which means you can't make a hamoitzi on this belila ove which has been cooked because of the first shitta, that is bracha is mezonos. And you can't make a mezonos because of the second shitta, that is bracha is hamoitzi. Therefore, says the Mechaba, v'lo yoichal ele al yidei sheyavarach alechem achetchila. You have to first take a piece of bread, make hamoitzi on a piece of bread, and then eat this belila ove which has been cooked. Shulchan Aruch Rav immediately points out, though, you have to make sure that the eating of this belila ove, which has been cooked, is lemazon or lesoiva. Because if it's just as a snack, then that it can't be considered bar machna chasuda, and then the hamoitzi won't help for it, according to the first deer. It will still be chayav mezonos. So it can't be eaten as a snack. The Maisa, apparently, Rav Shlomo Zalman said all our donuts nowadays have enough lemazon or lesoiva element in it that it would be covered by a bracha. On a suda, bracha of amoitzi that you made on bread would cover, even if it's mezonos. It would be called bar machna suda. So that's the Mechaba now coming to say, Yirei Shemayim Yotzi Yidei Shneim. Because of this phrase in the Shulchan Aruch, you'll often hear quoted that our donuts are me'ikah din mezonos, but Yirei Shemayim would look to first wash on a piece of bread and then and eat some of the bread and then eat his donut. But it's not so poshut at all. Because the Shulchan Aruch himself in Hilchas Challah paskens that a belila ove which has been cooked is not necessarily chayev and challah. It's only chayev and challah if at the time of making the dough your intention was to bake it and then you change your mind and you cooked it, then it's chayev and challah. That's not our donuts. Our donuts at the time of making the dough, the intention was to cook it. According to the Rash, our our donuts are completely parted from challah. And the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk can say that in Hilchas Challah. He doesn't say over there any Yerusha Mayim should be machmir in that shaila. The Das HaShulchan Aruch, our donuts, you definitely do not take challah from it. Which means the machloikis in our seif in Hilchas Brachas is not relevant according to Das HaShulchan Aruch to donuts. Because the machloikis over here is when there's a chiyuv challah, you say, but still, since it was cooked, the brachas mizaynus. Or because it's a chiyuv challah, the bracha is hamoitzi. But if it's not chayv in challah, which l'das HaShulchan Aruch, our donuts are not chayv in challah, because the shas, the gilgul, the das was to cook it, and you ended up cooking it, so it's not relevant, this machalik's over here. So l'das HaShulchan Aruch, the Yirei Shemayim, Yotzei Dei Shneim, the Yirei Shemayim, Yotzei Dei Shneim is definitely not going on our donuts. And there's a strong smach for this in the Loshon of the Shulchan Aruch, because when the Shulchan Aruch brings down the first day, the Rabbeinu Yoni and Rabbeinu Rucham, he says like this. He says, "Afilu davar shebliloso ove." It's a thick batter. In bishloi tigna, if you cooked it or fried it, ein mevorach aleh hamoitzi. Va'afilu nischayva bechala. Even though it was chayva and chala, you'd still make mezoinus. Why? The birchas hamoitzi ein hoylech el achashas afir. Birchas hamoitzi is dependent on being baked. That's the first day. Correct the Talmud of Avraham. What does the mechaba mean? Va'afilu nischayva bechala. According to the Shulchan Aruch himself, it's not chayv and challah, just because it's a blila ovah which has been cooked. It has to be at the time of the making of the blila ovah, the das was to later bake it, and then you changed and cooked it. But if your das at the time of the making of the blila ovah was to cook it, it's not chayv and challah. What's the Shulchan Aruch mean afilu nischayv and challah? Says the Taz. The Shulchan Aruch is only talking over here in such a case where it was the das at the time of making the dough was taka to bake it later, and then you changed and you cooked it. Shulchan Aruch comes to say, nevertheless, it's still the bracha is mezoinus, the first day. Second day it's hamoitzi, the Rebbeinu Tam, and Yirei Shemayim should be yoitza both of them. But it will only be in that case where your das at the time of making the dough was later to bake it, and then you changed and cooked it. The Mishnah Brua, when he spoke out this chumrah, that if you eat enough that you're full, then suddenly it turns into a sofik d'oraisa, which you should be machmen and bench on. He says, that's all if at the time of making the dough, your das was to bake it, and then you changed your mind and you cooked it. But, afterwards he changed his mind, and he cooked it. If his das at the beginning already was to cook or fry it, then I feel then you would only make ala micha. Why? Because then it's already a svek sveka. It's to make a birchas hamazon would mean you're being chayshish in the machlekes. Rash and Rabbeinu Tam regarding chala, you're taking on the chiyav chala. Plus, in this machlekes, where the chiyav chala is mechayev a hamoitz, even though it was cooked, that's already a svek sveka. Even in the rice, we're not machme for a svek sveka. So, what we do still have to ask ourselves, though, is lididon, that we are machmir, like the Rabbeinu Tam, to take challah. At least lechumra, we do take challah from a donut batter, like the Shach in Yeridea, Shinchof Tes says, we should be choshed to Rabbeinu Tam. We don't make a brocha, because Meikah didn't, the halachah said the Rash, but we do take challah. Would we say that a Yirei Shemayim, since we do take challah, we are choshed to that Rabbeinu Tam, so then the Yirei Shemayim will be applicable because we are taking challah, we are choshes at the chiyuv challah. So that chashash chiyuv challah, according to this machlekes chiyuv challah, does make a chiyuv hamoitzi and birchas hamazon. Would we go that far or not? The svara would say, l'chayr not. It's a svek sveka. It's a chumra in two separate machlekes in. Would you say the Yirei Shemayim has to go so far to be choshes l'chumra in both machlekes in? L'chayr the svara would say not. The Mishnah Berurah says on the Yirei Shemayim Yosef Dei Shneim, he says, "Hainu afilu b'shahoya da'ate b'shas blila levashel v'letagi." Even if at the time of the making of the dough, your intention was to later cook or fry it, and then you went and you cooked and fried it, the Yirei Shemayim Yosef Dei Shneim will be applicable, and you should not eat such a batter, which is our donuts, without first making a brocha of hamotzi on a separate piece of bread. Now, it's hard to know where the Mishnah Berurah was coming from, why he was so machmir. The Shatzion says, "Dalohu divrei Ram lochel l'shitas Rabbeinu Tam." These are the words of the Ram who says it should be choishes for the shita of the Rabbeinu Tam, which must mean both Rabbeinu Tams, that take on. That's not the chayim and challah, and take on so much as chayim and challah, that would even be chosh for the Rabbeinu Tam over here, that the bracha should be hamoitzi. So who's this Ram who says locha sheshitas Rabbeinu Tam? So I saw one of the new Mishnah Berurahs, the Oiz Vahada, they put in brackets over here, Agos Maimonis, Pere Gimel Ois Yud Gimel. That's all it says. So I looked in the Rambam in Hilchos Brochos, Perek Gimel, and in Agos Maimonis there, Ois Gimel. There is a Agos Maimonis there, Ois Gimel, but it's a completely different Nidin. It definitely wasn't to do with this. So then I realized at the back of the Frankel Rambam is printed a Agos Maimonis Constantina. Different Agos Maimonis or not, but at the back of the Frankel Rambam there's a Agos Maimonis Constantina. And then, Perek Gimel, Hilchos Brochos, Ois Gimel, he brings a smack. Mr. Smack says we should be choishesh for the shit of Rabbeinu Tam in Hilchos Chala, and it's taka brought by the Beis Yosef over there in Shinchov test. This Hagos Maimonis B'Shem the Smack. We should be choishesh that there's a chiyuv Chala, and then at the end of that Smack, the Smack says, and Ahirei Shemaim should only eat it Toicha Suda. So the Smack has put together both these Rabbeinu Tams. He said we should be choishesh for that there's a chiyuv Chala. And you should be chayish the Rabbeinu Tam, that therefore the bracha should be hamoitzi, and Yerei Shemaim should only eat it in a suda. And that must be where the Mishnah Berurah is coming from, to be so machmir. Presumably that this phrase in the Shulchan Aruch, Yerei Shemaim Yossi Yedei Shneim, comes from that smak, because it's not a usual thing for Shulchan Aruch to bring down a machlekes Rishonim, and then tell us Yerei Shemaim should be yotze both of them. Perhaps Yerei Shemaim would want to be yotze two shittas in the Shulchan Aruch, but that the Shulchan Aruch himself should tell us Yerei Shemaim yotze is not a usual thing that we find in the Shulchan Aruch. But if the smak already said that, then perhaps that's where the phrases of the Shulchan Aruch are bringing that phrase from. But the Shulchan Aruch himself would never go so far, because the Shulchan Aruch himself, Paskins, definitely such a bat is not chayim challah if the das at the time of making the dough was to later cook it. And therefore the Shulchan Aruch himself would never say that Yerei Shemaim has to make a bichoshish that the brochas hamoitzi if at the time of making the batter the das was to cook it. It's the smak. And the Mishnah Berurah says pasuk is to be choshish for the smak. The Shulchan Aruch himself would not go so far. It's worthwhile pointing out at this stage that the Chazon Ish is extremely makel in this sugya. Chazon Ish says, even if your das, b'shas making the blila, was to bake it later, the halacha is like the first shittah, the halacha is like the Rishonim, the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, there's no connection between the chil chala and the bracha of hamoitzi. The bracha is completely dependent on the time of cooking, the time of heating, the time of cooking or baking. If it's cooked, that means you're eating it in a non-bread-like way, the bracha is mezoinus. Only if it's baked, you're eating it in a bread-like way, is the bracha hamoitzi. And he doesn't speak out Yerei Shemaim Yotzi Yedeshi. But our question still is, would Yerei Shemaim have to eat his donut only by first making a bracha of hamoitzi on a piece of bread, even Ledas Mishnah Berurah? Is there any way that Yerei Shemaim can make a mezoinus on his donut, even Ledas the Mishnah Berurah? So the end of this Ramah, the Ramah says the following words, Pusam Chesif Yod Gimel. The Ramah says, Kol Zeh Loi Mairi, this whole discussion, Machlokes Rishonim, whether the Chiyuv Chala is going to bring a Chiyuv Hamoitzi, even though it was cooked, Kol Zeh Loi Mairi, Ela Bi'isa She'ein Bar Shemen Hu Devash Hu Kiyotzi Boi. A dough which was made purely with water, flour and water, not with flour and oil, flour and honey, or something similar. Ela Shemen Togem Boi, it was later fried in it. But the original dough was made purely flour and water. If it was originally kneaded with something sweet as opposed to water, then it falls into the pasa boba kisnin category. What are pasa boba kisnin? Pasa boba kisnin is when you have a bread-like product which is sweet, and therefore the derech is sometimes to just have it as a snack, not to be kaveh soda on it, and sometimes the derech is to be kaveh soda on it. Then the halach is that when you're just having it as a snack, you're having less than a shik via soda, the bracha is mezoinus. When you're having more than a shik via soda, then the bracha is hamoitzi. Ramah is saying that if the original dough, let's say in our donuts, a blila ove, which is cooked, if the original dough was made sweet, it was made with shemen or devash rather than water, that can't be more than pasa boba kisnin, where if you're not being koveh on it, the bracha would be mezoinus. I heard that apparently the bakery in Gates said, makbid over there, I don't know whether it's Hiras the Rav or not, but they're makbid over there to make their donuts from raisin juice, so that it shouldn't be more than pasa boba kisnin. But it's not pshat that this machlokes is not relevant at all. It's only if you're not being koveya se'uda on it, then mimano shachi would make a mizonis, according to the first shitta, because it's cooked, and according to the second shitta, it can't be more than a mizonis if you're not being koveya on it, because it's pasabah b'kisnin. But if you are being koveya se'uda on it, eating more than the shia kriya se'uda, then the machlokes is very relevant. According to the first day, still, you can only make mizonis and ala mitra on it, because it's cooked. According to the second day, since you're being koveya se'uda on it, so the bracha would turn into a hamotzi and a berakas hamazon, which means that donuts, even if they are made from a sweet dough, are still not going to be quite cake and biscuits. Because cake and biscuits, or for that matter, pizza, or bridge rolls, or mizonis bread, if you're having more than the shir kriya sudha, you would actually wash and bench on the pasah baba kisnin in itself. Whereas donuts, you can't do that, because you always have the first shitta. According to the first shitta, since it's cooked, its broth is purely mizonis, so you can't go and be kaveh and make a bracha of hamotzi and bracha samazon on the donuts itself. You'd have to make it on a separate piece of bread. But what comes out from this Rama is that the only way to make these donuts, this blila oven, which is being cooked into a pasah baba kisnin, is for the original dough to be made sweet. The Taz argues, the Taz says that frying in oil will also make it into a pasah baba kisnin. The Taz says, what difference does it make if it became sweet when you originally made the dough? Or if it only became sweet at the time of frying, the time of cooking, the end of the day, by the time you come to eat it, it's a sweet product. It's something which the derech is sometimes to eat as a snack, sometimes to be koveya. That is pasah baba kisnin. And therefore, according to the Taz, there's no question about it. Even the Yerei Shemayim and the Das, the Mishnah Brewer, would be able to eat a donut and make a mezonos and ala mechia if he's not being koveya sudah, if he's eating less than the shir koveya sudah. Now, the Bialocha on this Ramah, the Bialocha says, Hishmatati das ha-taz. I missed out this opinion of the Taz in the Mishnah Berurah. Why? And he says, even though a number of Achroinim agree to the Taz Ledina, which is why I think Lalocha we could probably use this Taz, even though it's interesting that the Mishnah Berurah missed it out, but he says the Achroinim agree Ledina to the Taz, but they argue in principle with the Taz. And it's an interesting point. They say that we would agree to the Taz, but only according to the first day in the Shulchan Aruch over here. This question about whether you can turn a non-sweet-like dough into pasah baba kisnin at a later stage, after it's been made, is toila on this machlokes. Say the Achronim, the Evin Oizer, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, shat in the Taz. According to the argument of the Taz, Taz says it can definitely turn into pasah baba kisnin later. And they say only according to the first opinion can it turn into pasah baba kisnin later. Because the first opinion is saying the bracha is not at all dependent on what the dough was. The bracha is dependent on the way you're going to be eating it. If you're eating it cooked, so that will be mezonos. If you're eating it sweet, it doesn't matter that the dough at the time of the original making wasn't sweet. By the time you come to eat it, it's sweet. Then that is possible because. But they say, the second day, the Rabbeinu Tam says that the bracha is dependent on what the dough was. If the dough was an isas lechem, the fact that later it's cooked makes no difference. You might be eating it in a non-bread-like way. It's cooked, not baked, but the cheft, in essence, what you're eating is an isas lechem. Its bracha is going to be hamoichi. So too, if it became sweeter at a later stage, in essence, this is a non-sweet dough, which you've injected superficial sweetness into it. That's not going to become pasah baba kisnin. According to the second day, they say you would definitely have to make a hamotzi, according to this second day of the Rabbeinu Tam. But they say, Ledina, we would never say that even Yerei Shemayim has to go so far. Why not? Because in the halachas of pasah baba kisnin, in Siv Zayin of this Simen Kuf Samaches Siv Zayin, the first way type of pasah baba kisnin is memuna. First, we usually think of pasah baba kisnin as being a sweet dough. That's only the second opinion in the Shulchan. The first opinion is memula. Now, memula means that it was a regular bread-like dough to start with, which is later filled with something sweet, and then it's baked or fried. But at the time of the making of the dough, it was a pure bread-like dough. And nevertheless, it can turn into pasah baba kisnin later. So the Evin Oizer says, Takiv, the Rabbeinu Tam Nishitose holds that's not pasah baba kisnin. It's only the Rashi and the Rambam. But we are soimich that's pasah baba kisnin, and there's no Yerei Shemayim who doesn't take on that memula is pasah baba kisnin. And therefore you see, La Halacha, even Yerushalayim, would never have to go so far as to say that because at the beginning, when you made the dough, it wasn't sweet, you have to assume that this is not passable kissing. Just like memula becomes passable kissing at a later stage, so too by putting sweetness into it, by frying it in honey, that will also turn it into passable kissing. And therefore, putting all this together, first of all, the fact that to say that a donut which was made, it was a thick dough, but at the time of the making it, the das was to later cook it, and you ended up cooking it, which l'das ha-shulchan aruch is not chayv and chala, it's just we're machmir Rabbeinu Tam to take chala without a brocha. And on top of that, to take on that chumrah. And on top of that, the other chumrah, to be choshish over here, even for the Rabbeinu Tam, although the smack and the Mishnah Berurah were choshish that far, it seemed to be quite a chumrah, it's a sveka l'achmir, together with the fact that according to the Taz, our donuts are definitely passable b'kisnim, because by the time they're being cooked, they're becoming sweet. And even our achronim will argue on the Taz, they say the second shitta wouldn't hold of that kula, but they say ledina, we would never go so far, just like memula, we take on as passable b'kisnim, so to becoming sweet at a later stage can turn it into a passable b'kisnim. Plus we have the shitta of the Chazon Ish, who holds even if at the time of making the dough, your das would have been to bake it, and it's definitely chayv and chala, the halachi would say you definitely still do say mezonis and anamichya. The chayra, even a yirei shemayim would be able to eat his donut and just make a mezonis and anamichya, certainly if he's eating less than a sheir tviyos.